I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
Yeah, top of the morning to you.
I don't think you understand space and time, but that's okay.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far. I haven't gotten to that yet. I haven't gotten to that page.
This book is dumb. I hate it.
Yeah, I stopped reading books.
Well,
I don't read. I can't read.
We know. We've been over that. You don't know how to read. That's legit.
Yes.
How was your jog? Or run, whatever you call it. Jogging.
Speed being, that's what I call it.
Just run like so fast.
It's just normal, but you know, it's like if sitting is being, then running is speed being. Mm-hmm. It's like a forgotten. That's like if Rob Zombie and Richard Simmons had a collaboration, it would be a song called Speed Being. And you just have, like, Rob Zombie just in the front foreground, yeah. And then Richard Simmons just, and high kick, and kick, and in the background, just like his auxiliary vocals. And kick!
Oh my gosh. And doing aerobics.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Speed being. Speed being, yeah!
Whoa, that sounded too good to be Rob Zombie.
That's true.
You sounded like somewhat musical, and
Rob Zombie sounds like he's coughing his vocals most of the time.
Yeah, it does. I do. There are some songs that I actually like, really but he really is coughing his.
No, at this point, they put a microphone next to his sleeping body, and then they auto-tune the projections that occur during the night, so it's just like, Rob Zombie's just dreaming about nailing groupies from 20 years ago, and he's just like, sleepy, and vomiting. And then they just record that and auto-tune it into his sleepy. New record. His new record album's there.
His new record. You're dumb.
All right.
Oh my God, you're like so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not. You're very nice. So what have you been up to? Like, I haven't even, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, it feels like you're a stranger.
Work, sitting, cats, driving cars, and jumping off of cliffs.
We got a new iFly indoor fly zone in Kansas City. I pretty much need to try it immediately.
Is that the little, like, the fans?
Fans? Yeah, you get, like, the flight suit, and then you do a bunch of cool stuff. I bet they'll be like, okay, now be careful, and now when you do this, and then I get in there, and I just super stun it up, because I'm like, yeah!
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying that. Do you think that, they should put screens onto those things, or projectors onto those things, so it looks like you're rushing past stuff?
And then, that'd be such a good idea!
Secondly, do you think nobody has ever been injured developing those wind things, or one guy was horribly, horribly killed, and then after that, no one else?
Yeah, that's also the definition.
Because that's all it would take. Like,
it's also the definition of pink mist. Whoops.
Yeah, there you go. And that's where McDonald's got the idea for pink slime, mm-hmm. The cleanup. They either saw that coming, and they were like, guys, we got to put some super duper nets under there because I don't even want to know what that's like. Or they were all cavalier about it, and they're like, we probably got it. This is the Titanic of experimental technology. It's going to be fine, guys. And then, like, Fred, you don't hear about Fred anymore because, like, we weren't as badass as we thought. Fred's not here anymore, and we don't do that anymore. We have nets now. Nets designed by dolphins. If you think we can make a good net to catch a dolphin, imagine how good a net a dolphin can make to catch a person. I rest my case.
Wow. Excellent.
I rested it here. Where is it? Where's my case? That's just a guy yelling about resting his case because he's lost it.
Well, I watched The Intern. I finally got to finish the movie. Gosh, it's...
Every night when I come home, I rest my case right here, next to the keys. Where's my case? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, in the movie The Intern, Robert De Niro carries an old briefcase. And I'm like, we do need to go back to briefcases.
Yeah, but with underwear in them. Because everyone's got sand in their vaginas and they're shitting themselves.
Oh my gosh, are they then? I know.
We do need to just bring back the briefcase and the stopwatch. The briefcase is for when you have sand in your vagina and you need to change your underwear. And the stopwatch is just stop, stop, stop.
It just tells you.
Stop.
Like it tells, it just like, says it, just like, stop. Alerts a Trump supporter when they're starting to say something racist.
Yeah,
stop, well,
the like and the ilk, which is kind of the same word, but the second one is drunk.
It's also
ilk is like if like was drunk.
It's also an ilk. Well, did you see the SNL skit making fun of Trump supporters?
Yeah, we talked about that already.
Nope,
I think.
Nope, because it just happened this weekend, so we can't have.
Nope. Oh, I time traveled. Sorry.
Jason! You're supposed to give us a heads up so we know when to take care of your cat.
They took care of themselves. It's time travel.
Talk.
I just show up like 5 seconds later. That's how it works.
Okay. Well, if you could time travel, maybe you should somehow time travel to make your cats not have diarrhea over the side.
Well... That's just for appearances. If they never had diarrhea all over the place, people would be suspicious. They'd be like, these aren't time cats.
Oh, are that's they? True.
No.
No.
Look, they shit everywhere.
Oh, okay.
You convinced me. Let's have cereal.
Oh, my gosh. Let's always have cereal. I'm going back on that thing where I eat, like, super clean and awesome and, like, perfectamundo, and then I eat whatever I want on Sunday. Except now Sundays can't include any of my favorite foods that have gluten because I can't do gluten, as we've discussed.
See,
so my cheat day basically
living,
is like
I would say I, half a life, I, but that's being unkind to people living half a life. Yeah. That's about 0.23 of a life.
Well, I eat basically cereal because that's my favorite thing to eat in the whole universe.
And probably the worst for you.
Oh, it is. That's why I need to not eat it like more often. One time. A week.
One lethal dose of cancer-causing carcinogens, which I think is redundant.
God!
Yeah, I mean, I saw another meme going around about how bad, like, sugar is just the worst thing we've ever invented for humans. Beyond heroin, beyond everything else, sugar just gives you cancer and diabetes and AIDS.
And AIDS? Wow.
Cancer-beaties AIDS. Cancer-bades. Yep, that's the disease of the future.
Sense.
This is what our grandchildren are going to have to contend with, cancer baids. Yep.
Yes.
From sharing rusty marijuana needles.
Ew.
Nope.
You'll have to explain what that is to the rest of us because we're a little behind.
Oh, I think
our
listener knows.
Travels?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It takes 100 gigawatts to boil one needle's worth of marijuana fluid.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
And that's just for your time machine alone. That's just to get you to where you're going. You can't even party yet.
I'm sorry. I lost my marijuana.
I'm hydrating.
Good.
You know, what do you have written down? Do you have any notes written down?
You know, every time you ask me for notes, it's a little too obvious. We'll roll into it. You don't have to put me on the spot like that.
Well, but when we sit here for a whole 10 seconds,
no!
Something's got to be said.
Hey, did you see the movies? I don't get to see movies anymore. I see even less of movies than I want to now.
There's not many good movies to see. It's like music now. Most of it that comes out is turds.
A friend of mine told me Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is terrible.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Tina Fey and Margot Robbie and...
Well,
I love Tina Fey!
Well, unfortunately, if you look back at Tina Fey's track record, she's only got a couple good ones at this point. Like, she got commercialized real fast. I think the fact that she was a successful, funny, attractive, smart woman, everyone's like, hey, we can make some money off this. And then they just started throwing her in movies that she didn't write or have any part in making. So, movies that she's in...
That's true. That's true.
She's probably been in like 15, 20 big movies, and there's like two or three good ones. Like, and they're the ones that she wrote. She's a good writer and she's funny, but I don't think she's being allowed to write her own material. She's just being used as a prop in other movies. Making money. I mean, she's got a family. That's what happens to the Steve Martins and the Eddie Murphys of the world. They start making terrible bullshit. The Adam Sandlers. They all start making nonsense because they have families and they don't really care. What made them get into their craft was the hunger and the drive to prove themselves. And now they have.
Do you think there's anybody that didn't do that?
I don't know.
Everyone, like, we've talked about some of the really good ones just went to like serious movies.
Bill Murray. Yeah. And folks like that. I think it's just, it's not, I don't blame people for doing it because you're either that or you're Bill Murray kind of like, which he's legendary, but he's just kind of a weird culty sort of dude. He's built his own niche and he's kind of you could call him a victim of that in the same way some other people are victims of their success. Like, I think just eventually as a person, you get pigeonholed. We all turn into pigeonholes one day as people.
Just a hole.
Yep. Or a cake hole, as previously discussed. Discussed. Like if, I forget
when
why,
you
but
say
a
pigeonhole,
cake.
Now that you say it in, like in a different type of context, it does make me think of a pigeon's butt hole. Pigeon hole.
Well,
I didn't mean to think of it that way, but now I
pigeonholed could be a way to say that a bird shat on you, maybe. I got pigeonholed.
Well, gross.
Or if you go to a bird bank, different from a bird bath.
Oh yeah, it's completely if you're done different. At the bird they have bath, like bank tellers, yeah.
And you go to a bird bank, then you say, "I'd like to put a pigeonhole on these funds." yeah, I need to save these for later. These funds. I couldn't think of any other bird puns in time.
Yeah, no, you definitely couldn't.
I'm building a nest egg.
A hedge fund?
Yeah, my wife is so stressed she's molting. This isn't easy.
It isn't, obviously. you're making it look seamless, but...
I it's like a car to water. Oh, shit. A duck to water.
I can't do this!
I can't do it. This is difficult.
The car would literally rust. It isn't working.
Unless it was like a semi-aquatic car,
yeah,
but that's just not...
it still rust.
It still rust eventually. Everything rusts, but not ducks. Those
well,
fall
one
apart.
Time when Anthony used to be in the military, we bought a Jeep on the East Coast, and then we got moved to Washington State, and we had a white Jeep. Well, over on the East Coast, they have a lot more snow, and they salt the roads way more frequently. So Anthony went out to sea, and they have a parking lot for deployed sailors. And so he parked his car, but it rained a lot in Washington, and in the 9 months he was gone, it basically rusted from the ground up because of the salt from the East Coast mixed with the wetness and the water from the West Coast. I was like, how could we have known that? So please do not transport your vehicles from coast to coast. It doesn't transfer well.
Yeah, stop driving your cars around, people.
Yeah.
Stop it. If you leave your car in a garage, it won't rust at all. Did you all know that? And actually, you won't have to change the oil. You won't have to worry about gas or maintenance. You may get away without having insurance on it. As a matter of fact, it seems like it's a lot easier just to keep your car parked all the time inside.
Well, some people
I don't know why
do
people
that.
Are driving their cars everywhere.
Get a bike!
Get a bike! You lazy, good-for-nothings. You're sitting there in your houses with your cars, driving your cars from your houses to stores. Buy a bike at one of them stores. It's getting progressively more Jersey.
Gosh, it is. Who's that? Oh. Who's that?
I don't think people from Jersey have heard of bikes, unless they're a bike messenger, in which case they probably have.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm getting my cats on it. They're looking for answers.
Jersey cats.
this week on Jersey Cats.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
Yeah, what's up with this mice here? What's this mouse here? Is this someone's mouse? You gonna finish this? I'm gonna put this...
You can't just leave it out. It's time to go tan.
I'm gonna take this mouse and give it to my owner by putting it in the entryway of the house.
I like how your jersey ended up, like, the sounds, like, super truncated. And like, That was good. Uh-huh. That was good. That's all right. Your cats are still working on their jersey accents.
And their jerseys. Their Peyton Manning jerseys.
We should put them in jerseys. Nah. I wonder if you could put clothes on your cats and see if they
look,
hate
they
it.
Have very particular style. My cats, they make all their own clothes. Oh, I'm not going to try to dress them up how I see fit.
No, I mean, I think you should, because if something really works for them, maybe one of them is more feminine. You don't know. Maybe Bjork is like, I like lady clothes. You don't know. I know, it's uncomfortable as a dad, but you have to accept him as his whole entity as he is. Is Helix the early one?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, we gotta give Jason a sec.
Drugs. Drugs. They're working. I'm doing these drugs.
Jason's got, I don't have anything. I could sit here and write on my calendar while I wait. Sharpen my pencil. Because I don't have drugs.
You could smoke pencil shavings.
In the exciting life of Katrina. Pencils!
This week on Pencils, sharpened pencils, some of which were not sharpened previously, but some of them were sharpened and they've dulled from use, and I'm going to resharpen these pencils.
Guess how many? This one has a different eraser, and it's going damn fast. I had to think quickly and put on one of those little colored tops.
Pick a hand. It doesn't matter which one, because they both have pencils in them. It's just a matter of how many and if they're sharpened or not.
45 seconds into a 3-paragraph paper, I had to resharpen. Last time, it took 50 seconds. What gives?
No matter which hand you choose, I'm going to jam that hand into your face. So you'd better hope you choose the non-sharpened hand. Yep.
Oh my gosh, the other day, I was talking to one of our other coaches. She's so funny. And I used an accent, and she went to use an accent. And it was funny in my head. I'm like, mm-mm. And she goes, what am I doing? That's not even accent. I'm just yelling. And I'm like, yeah.
See, that's all you have to do, people, is be yourself and be honest.
It was. It was really funny. She's just like, what am I doing? And I was like, yeah, that's your accent. Yeah, your accent is yelling. And that's okay. At least you know your limits. The fact that she was so honest and she super called it out was like, I like her.
Well, yeah, that's a neat trick that helps in a lot of things. Like if you don't, if you find yourself,
all things, yeah.
Yeah, if you find yourself being weird or feeling weird, like we all do all the time, then if you just talk about that,
oh my gosh, that usually breaks the... I think that's nice. How, like, in the last, like, in the more recent years here, I've done exactly that, and it really does change. Like, I'll do or say something awkward, and then I'll point it out, and people are like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Let's use that.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is. That was dumb.
And then I walk back to my car, and then I pull my pants back up,
Jason,
and then I get in my car.
Okay, no, that's still wrong.
What do you, your mind always goes to the worst places. What if my pants just fell down as a matter of happenstance, and that was the very elephant in the room that we were all addressing? But all right, just moving on. Just don't even worry about it. Just keep going.
Oh, Jason's embarrassed. Oh, okay. Jason, make boo boo.
Right. Anyway, proceed.
Elephant.
What are we talking about?
That's funny. I like that. I don't know. Apparently, we've had some just glorious weather, and it went your way. Abby was like, yeah! And I'm like, yeah, it was gorgeous, and now it's about to rain. But to be fair, Kansas really needs rain right now. We've been on like a 3 or 4 week burn ban. We can't burn anything.
So no,
excuse me.
No ripping insults. All the improv comedy shows have been canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sweet Burn.
No. Yeah, I can't even. Oh, actually, I was going to say he can't come here, but Bernie Sanders did come here.
No.
He came to Lawrence, just Kansas.
Violating all local laws.
Yeah, no, he can't. Oh my God, that would have been so funny. Why didn't I think of that then? Damn it. Damn it. Anyway, he came to downtown Lawrence, and he ate at one of my favorite restaurants that Renee and I eat at, 715. Well, I don't know if it's 715 or 715. Either way, it's dumb. But it's delicious food. Anyway, he ate there. I hope he got the rosemary focaccia bread, because it is divine. And then he got a haircut downtown at one of the barber shops. I thought that was nice. And then he walked downtown and waved at people. It was really cute. He was cute.
Yeah, I saw a video of him coming out of a
damn socialist.
Out of a haircuttery.
Did you watch that John Oliver video?
I don't know. I was talking about the video that I saw.
Jason!
What? Which one?
Oh, we lost audio. That means he's talking and I'm talking and then he's going
to wait, what happened?
We're going to talk over each other.
You can't hear me?
Well, shit.
Wait, you can't.
I need to get a hold of him.
Hello?
Jason!
I can hear everything.
Yeah, it's your audio. No.
What the hell is happening?
No. This
doesn't make any sense.
I'll find him.
Huh? I guess Skype just shat itself.
I bet Jason's just
hello?
Taking an extra hit of drugs while we
hello?
Don't have audio.
Weird.
Jethan.
I can 100% hear you. Like, hold on. Say things. Say anything.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Did I do something?
Did I do something?
Did I hit something?
Did I hit something? I think you up? Did.
Volume up.
Volume up? Hello?
Wait, how do I do this?
You broke it.
How do I do that? Jason?
Hello?
Oh, there you are!
Yeah, you broke it.
Oh, I don't know what I did.
Yeah, we were just talking and all of a sudden you start saying, I can't hear anything. I'm like, what? What?
Huh?
What?
Anyway, did you hear what I said about Bernie, at least?
No. Well, he went... I don't remember. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Bernie Sanders.
I know that. You
Lawrence,
just said
Kansas.
That.
Oh. That's what...
But what about?
Oh, I was just saying that he came downtown, and he was adorable, and then I said he's a socialist, because that's what everyone says. Like, when they're like, why don't you like Bernie? They're like, he's a socialist.
Yeah, he's
like,
socializing with all these people, that
I
Nazi.
Know. And he's like, I'm a democratic socialist. And I'm like, I get that. And people are like, he can't do... And I'm like, you know what? At this point, it's just the least...
You know what I
damage.
Like about words is how they mean one thing, and we all know what that thing means. So when you use a word, everybody knows exactly what that means, and there's no question. That's what I like about words, and about people, and about language and culture.
I love that.
Is that it's
that.
All so cut and dry, and we all are so understanding of each other via these accurate portrayals of reality, which we call language. It's great when people are like, oh, you're a socialist, democratic socialist. Oh, okay, I feel good now, because the right words touched my face.
They touched my earbuds.
Yeah. My earbuds are going to grow up into ear trees.
Ear trees. These are my ear saplings.
Yeah.
Did you watch the John Oliver, like, 20-minute bit on Trump? That was
That's
amazing.
The thing we were... I think you just brought up John Oliver when things
yes.
had gone to shite.
So, 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 so good. I don't
yeah.
even care if you are or aren't a Trump supporter. I just think you need to watch that. That's it.
I care if you are or aren't.
Well, you do, yeah. And you're, like, super vocal about it. But I could give two S's. That's a shit. I don't give two.
What is it? The SS? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm sure it's a shit storm. I don't know what SS means.
Yeah, I...
Or the USS is United States to shit because of... who we elect as president.
Could be. I mean...
Well, the funny thing is, everyone, like, I don't think we talked about it yet, but how the number one search after he won Super Tuesday was, how do we move to Canada? And the funny thing is, Canada's like, what do you think? We don't want you.
Well,
like, that's funny. They're like, we might build a wall.
Well, wait. I know that's a joke, but... That's going to be... Canada does want those people. Those are going to be the smart people. Like, that's good. Like, I don't know.
Oh, no, they do. They do. It was just... That was a funny joke.
Yeah, it's a funny joke. But they should definitely be preparing for that, because we could actually make, like, a super country up there in Canada.
It'd be so cool, except it's so balls cold.
I mean, But it's gonna be warm soon. It's gonna be warm soon. Don't worry. You buy while it's cold, then it warms up. When it warms up, yeah, you've got a bunch of lakefront property and geese that just never leave.
When I went to Montreal, it was just stunning, and I loved how everybody spoke French, and they thought my accent was just so cute. And I was like, what accent is that again?
I speak right.
I speak impeccable English? What accent is that?
Goodly.
No. Hey, how are Mom and Dad? I haven't seen them.
Good. I saw Mom's shelf. It's nice.
She sent me a picture. It looked nice.
It's nice.
Very nice.
Now I just gotta get all the other shit out of the way.
You had to traverse 3 rooms and then 7 staircases.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of...
all packed to the gills to see a shelf.
That's kind of my thing. Is like, I don't know. It's worrisome a little bit because she's like, I've wanted this shelf for years. For decades, for centuries, for millennia.
Millennia.
Since before the dawn of time, I have wanted this shelf.
And I have masterfully constructed this.
But it's just like
shelf.
A shelf, and you can put your books on it, and then there's still all the other stuff.
No, it's for her clogs, not her books.
That's not what she said.
What?
She's putting books all over it.
Oh, I thought she was building that for her clogs.
No, it's books.
Whatever.
Because of all the reading she does.
Well, it's funny, because it's like, we got to talk to Dad. Like, when Mom does something, we have to teach Dad to be like, through gritted teeth, he needs to go, good job, Bet, and not say anything else. He can't say anything else.
I hear that, so it's kind of funny to put that fuel in on that end, and then I hear it come out the other end, a broken and tangled mess of social graces. Where Mom is like, even your father was like, it's looking good. It's looking better. And I'm just like, I know what that means because I heard it on the other end with us telling that to Dad.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh. You'd be like, Dad, you have to be nice and just tell her she did good. Don't say anything else. Because sometimes Dad would be like, for now. Or like he always has to slide in that what about the other stuff?
And Mom's it's credit. What about the other 30 years of marriage?
Hey, I get that. But if she's actually getting somewhere, we have to flip the script and only say nice things.
That's a big if with a bunch of stuff cluttered around the base.
That's her fuel. If you only are positive and supportive, she will keep
bullshit.
Going.
We've done that before and it doesn't work.
I know, but she is a little different now. She's never been retired before.
She's never been so retired before.
She's never been so retired.
I don't know. I'm still skepticism in here.
Oh, we're on the skeptical train. That one's running fast.
I got a bunch of skeptics in my closet, not skeletons. Skepticisms in my closet. Just a bunch of, rattly guys.
It's actually just a bunch of skin with no bones. That's actually what the skeptic
is. Oh, yeah, it's the other closet.
The skepticisms, yeah.
See, the skeleton closet was more popular because it rots less. So, yeah, the skepticism closet really is...
It smells bad.
I would rather hang out in the optimism closet. It's like, it's donuts and classical music.
That's right. Well, I do like that kind of music. I think it's very soothing. There was a lady the other day when I was stopped at the grocery store to pick up some groceries. She pulled up next to me, blasting it. Her windows were up, and you could hear her classical music. And I was like, that lady is jamming to, Mozart or something.
Shit's given. Zero.
No, she didn't.
Slice of zero.
And then we both tried to open our door at the same time. I'm like, don't you see me? I am a gigantic tank, and I was here first.
More of your tanks are showing up around town, too.
I know. They're cool. Everyone wants one. But I will have it be known that we were the first. Ever.
Mm-hmm. You invented that vehicle.
We were, pretty much. It's like, we were one of the first in a very, very large area of the United States with the passenger version, because there are commercial versions. I won't claim that one, because I don't own a business. But the passenger version, yeah, that's totally us. We are trendsetters. Excuse me. Except I have seen someone with a blue one, and I'm like, oh, blue's pretty.
Yeah, I'd like this gigantic chunk of machinery to be a different color.
No, I mean,
then
I
it
like
would be
my
pretty.
Color. Mine's called Java, and I like it because it's kind of like a sparkly, like taupe, like a dark bronze. I don't know. It's pretty.
Hella bronzed, brah.
Hella bronzed. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the other day, I went into a nutrition store here locally after my workout because Roscoe really wanted a protein bar, and I was going to get like a recovery drink or whatever. And I pull up, and there's this giant Hummer, like H2 or H3 or whatever, right next to me, and it had a bunch of like graphics all over it, and I didn't really pay attention. I just liked that I pulled up right next to it, and I was way more gianter than it. Because I was like, whoever has that doesn't realize how giant I am. Anyway, I walk in, and there is this mountain of a man. Mountain. He was a black man. He was gigantor. And he apparently was a bodybuilder. And then as I'm... And he was very nice and polite. Like, he was standing there talking to the lady who owns the store. And I come in with Roscoe. I'm like, excuse me. You know, I bought my bar and they're still talking. And he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, good. And then as I leave, I look out at the graphics and it's him. He's like Midwest monster. He's part of like a bodybuilding here in the Midwest, a bodybuilding like group or whatever. And he's gigantor, like his neck and his like everything. And he's got a picture of him like flexing on his own car. I'm like, now that's a new level because yeah, no one's going to mess with you. You're giant. But wow. Yeah. I was like, all right. And then I was like, I should have told Renee. And then we looked him up. And yeah, I guess he does like bodybuilding. And then an old friend of Renee's actually is part of the crew, even though he's a tiny little skinny dude.
Sounds like the black rock, the lava rock.
Yeah, but like, yes, but even bigger.
I don't know, have you seen the rock lately? He's bigger too. I was always wondering, like, why do I keep seeing pictures of the rock working out like, at 5 a.m.? But then I saw a photo of him on a magazine cover the other day, and he's like even rockier.
Rockier? Why? Yeah.
They should have like a. It should be Rocky 7. Rockier. Craggly.
Oh, here we go. Here's the funny thing is...
Starring Craig.
Renee found this guy on Facebook.
Ferguson.
And he's doing some pose... You know, he's posing. He probably does, like, competitions or whatever. But it's funny. In both of the pictures, both of before and afters, you can see his pants. He drops his pants and then takes the picture. Kind of like what you were talking about earlier.
What was I talking about earlier?
You were talking about dropping your pants.
Oh. Yeah. Well, not on purpose. Just as a function of conversation. You know, naturally, pants descend occasionally during conversation. Mm-hmm. In my experience.
Well, okay.
More often than not.
That doesn't add to your creepy level at all.
Not at all. It's a innocent hilariousness.
Let's gently acquiesce out of the fact that JC drops pants.
I don't drop pants. They just fall. I just, you know, I need to get a better belt.
Yeah, you're right.
I probably should get a belt that doesn't have a time release on it that drops my pants.
Oh!
That could be, and connects to an app that I program what time and
well,
how long
that
they
might, that might not be the
take
root
to
of
drop.
Issue, but we'll work on it.
Pants drop. Drop it like it's hot is the app.
Drop it like it's not. Drop it like it's not.
Yeah.
Hot. So, yeah, Trump talked about his penis in a debate. And I think that that's very... He took the high road.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Obviously. Well, at least he didn't talk about his anus. I mean, in that sense. But
hi,
then,
my name's Trump, and I got a dick.
Yeah, president! Yeah! I bet it's huge. Yeah! You know what, most of the limousine is for my painter. Yeah, that's what most of it's used for. It's for my painter to sit there.
Hey, can I get a limo? Not for my friends. Just for my junk. Okay.
Yeah. I think that it's important to know that the president is packing an impressive torpedo of diplomacy.
We can call it a Trumpedo.
You could, and you did just then.
He can, but he owes me the money for the rights. Well, the funny thing is, like, about that video on Saturday about on SNL, where it shows people saying all the basic, the four or five main points about Trump that people like, and then they scan back to them, and she's ironing her KKK uniform. And then he's adding wood to the burning cross outside. And like, it's all like the super racist stuff. And then one of the guys, he puts his hand up and he's got like the Nazi thing on his arm. It's like, ooh.
Yep.
It's kind of true, though. It is bringing out the worst in America, which we knew these people existed. We're just, I think people are at odds. I think even the reasonable people who aren't voting for Trump are still confuzzled that all these people around us are racist, and now they're not scared to talk about it or to show up because they're like, yeah, Trump.
Yeah, I think that's the most shocking part.
It is. It's the reality of the people that you're surrounded by every day who you thought were reasonable, which I don't even think racist people are that unreasonable. They're just, they really just are ignorant and or closed-minded. And at one point, any one or all of us can relate to being ignorant and closed-minded. Kind of like I was talking to someone earlier, when you tell someone who's like 22 years old that, you know, this is kind of the way, you know, fresh out of college is the way the world operates, but they've never operated on that level before, how can they meet you at that next level if they don't understand it? Do you know what I mean? So at some point, a lot of these people's brains just shut down, and they're, again, ignorance is bliss. And they're just listening to buzzwords. But
Their brains shut down. Once again, I feel like their brains power up to maximum level. And,
yeah, but in the
light up
yeah.
like a firefly alone in a forest.
Yeah, but like it's like over here, like where no one else is, and it doesn't actually help anything. But that's like you and I talked about. You know, it's kind of along the same lines of when you and I address the fact that it is impressive. Like, yes, sad and awful and horrible things happen at the hands of human beings. But it's impressive that more of that doesn't happen. Yep. I think it's the same thing with stupidity. Like, it is amazing that more of it doesn't come bubbling out. Like, there's times where I'm talking to someone and I want to say exactly how dumb they are, and I realize that being an adult is having the restraint to not do that.
It's more impressive or apparent how lazy stupid is.
It is. You have to be complete. Yeah, you're right. Your brain has to be completely like full throttle and ongoing to read articles, to read books, to take information, to filter it for yourself, to talk to friends and people around
you. And not only that, but people with dumb opinions, they're often very, very slow to do anything. That's why you notice that they're losers too. It speaks to what you're saying, and also to the fact that that's why they're on the internet yelling at people who know more than them, because they're too lazy to make the effort to be a better person.
Well, then what does that say about the smart people? I have some smart people who are Trump supporters, and I don't understand it. How do you explain that?
How smart can they be? I don't know.
They are. They're active, and they're like, they're actually like productive members of society. How do you explain
that? But that's not necessarily
those?
Smart.
I guess. Okay, so what is it? They're not lazy.
I don't know, but that's sort of my thing, is I meet people who seem reasonable, at least, I think, is more what you're looking at, but then they support Trump, but that just sort of shows they have a function or some way that their brain works doesn't work great, and I think that is not necessarily intelligence, but it's linked to it, like practicality or something like that, or sort of the sixth senseness of it all, where you just kind of, you have an understanding of the way things fit together that is close to the way they actually do. And then there's people who support Trump, where it's like, for any reason, like that Trump is just bad news all around for reality. And anyone who supports them, you could probably, I wouldn't fault you for reading into their thought process, because that's upsetting.
Well, it's, I guess, like, to not support Trump, well, that sounds really arrogant, but I'm thinking very clearly and openly and almost seeing, like, the full picture.
Well, it's
does
like a
no
test.
No one else see the full picture?
Yeah, well, it's like one of those things. It's like if nature gave you a flower that when you walked up to it, it shot a barb into your neck and then you died. And then you saw, like, a few people do that and you were like, I got some feelings about that plant. Probably not good for people. Everything that it does appears to murder anything that comes near it.
Yeah, like a really sick, painful way. Yeah.
So I'm against that plant. I feel like Trump is that same kind of thing where it's like, that guy is evil. He says terrible things about large groups of people. How is any one person supporting him? Oh, he has the majority of support. Oh, worrying.
Oh, we are outnumbered.
Yeah. I don't know. I think part of that, too, though, is I don't think we're as outnumbered as we see. I think this is, you see some articles coming out from a few years ago commenting on how much the media misled us in a lot of ways. And now I think that's what's happening now, especially
when
with
see things like Super Tuesday.
What?
He won like most of them. That's scary. Well,
yeah, but I mean that's the vote. I think I don't know. There's a feedback loop too, which is part of what, at least on the Democratic side, they're banking on, where the media.
What?
The army of douchebags.
Walter Douchebags. J.C. Holcomb.
I am awesome. I am terrific.
It's Donald Sand Hulk Trump.
I will smash all of the Mexicans.
That was
so
scary.
The things that I was saying earlier before that, whatever I was talking about, that. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Yeah. People need to stop supporting Trump. It's scary. He's a dumbass.
And you want to give us the countdown?
Oh, one. Yes.